Welcome to the Verworkers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Jeevens, or John.
And I am your amazingly handsome, like, I've been handsome all the time. So, like, and John and Noah, would you like to deny this fact today?
Well, I won't deny this fact. I think you look very handsome today. I don't know what you did, but you look good.
I have no evidence of the contrary, so I don't deny it.
Yeah, well, you sound a little bit suspicious about that, John, so I might have to redact some points.
I don't have any evidence against it, so therefore all the evidence is for it, you know?
I don't know if that's how that works, but anyway, I am your host, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXE Gaming on YouTube and Twitch. So we're going to have some fun today, boys, because we're going to be doing something pretty interesting for the topic. So before John hates fun. He hates anything related to fun.
Yeah.
But no, so we got some small talk. I'm going to try and keep it shorter just because I want this episode to be shorter. And also because I have a big headline / creator showcase. So I want to kind of talk about it because it's a bigger one. It's one headline / well, it's not really a headline, but it's like one thing. It's a big thing though. So yeah, but how are you guys doing this week? You guys doing anything interesting?
I think I've discovered I may be the worst rated league racer of all time, but that's about it.
All right, John, you do you fail something too?
I didn't fail anything in particular, but I did go to Cheesecake Factory yesterday, and then my stomach was not happy with me because I'm lactose intolerant. I still ate cheesecake, and I'm like, man, I should not have done that. But it was good.
So you know they make lactose pills, right?
I know. I just never take them because I forget.
It's called Lactate, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I have some. I take them when I have lasagna because that also has a lot of cheese.
I never knew you were lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Wait, you're lactose intolerant, John?
Yeah, it's gotten worse over the past few years, but it's like it's bearable. It's just like sometimes my stomach hurts after eating cheese.
Why would you yourself finding out you're lactose intolerant?
When it comes to lactose intolerant, it's proven by science that technically after 25 we all become lactose intolerant, so it affects more people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or if like the side effects are more effective on certain people. Mm-hmm. So for example, me, I really hope I don't become super lactose intolerant because I love cheese, I love milk. Well, milk in things. Mm-hmm. I don't like drinking milk by itself. Right. And then all the I love dairy stuff, like for that.
Yeah.
So like the only time my stomach's ever been queasy with like milk is if I have too much ice cream, which I don't like ice cream. Like, and ice cream needs to be in a quantity. But if I go to like an ice cream shop and they give me like one of the ice cream shops near me, their normal size is 2 scoops. Like, and we're not talking like kid size scoops. We're talking like full blown scoops, right? And it would, mind you, it was super good. I got cookie dough because honestly that's my favorite flavor of ice cream because I love cookie. I almost think cookie dough is better than the cookies that you end up making them with. But it was super good, but my stomach wasn't hurting and it wasn't like nauseous, but it was definitely like queasy. Like if I moved in a certain way, it would be like my stomach would be like, hey, you stupid idiot, stop moving. So yeah, but I know at 25 we all sort of become lactose intolerant, but it's gonna affect more people. That's why John, for example, he's not 25, but he's like becoming lactose intolerant. It just starts. Some people get a head start, whether that be good or bad. Obviously, in this case, it's bad because it hurts. I've been told by people that are super lactose intolerant that they literally need to take Lactaid or they just feel like they're being stabbed. So, you know,
it's not that bad. It was just like mildly uncomfortable for me.
Right. That's how I describe mine. It was like uncomfortable. It wasn't hurting per se, but it was just uncomfortable.
Yeah. Is it possible, Ethan, that you're lactose intolerant too and you just don't know it?
No, that was literally the only time I felt queasy after a thing. And also, I got that tested. My doctor said that I'm not. Because that you can have it. If you're suspicious, you can go to a doctor and they will take your... I don't know what he did. Oh, yeah, he scratches your skin, which hurts a little bit. But they basically tested. Yeah, because they put lactose on the skin to see if the skin has a reaction to it. And if it does, then you have you're lactose intolerant. If it doesn't, then you're fine. Mine didn't. So if it's one of those things that, like, I'm not. But like I said, eventually when I become 25, you sort of are. It's just that it's going to affect more people. I'm hoping I'm one of those people that it doesn't affect really at all. Because like I said, love dairy stuff. Have like cheesecake all the time. Well, not all the time, but I love cheesecake. I'm never gonna give up cheesecake. Cheese. I have a saying in my brain, I guess, that there's no such thing as too much cheese. So I put cheese on a lot of things. So that would be a terrible thing to happen. But yeah. But yeah. Enough about cheesecake and cheese. So my week was, you know, it was a work week. I'm not gonna say it was bad or anything. It was just like it's work week. I enjoy the work that I do. And so it was fun. I'm working behind the scenes on the season finale for my ARG, which by the time you guys are listening to this would be about 3 or so weeks away, I want to say. So we're closing in on it, which is pretty special because this season has been pretty special to a lot of the people that are over on YouTube. So if you came from YouTube, then you can back this up that you guys seem to have liked the season a lot, which I appreciate because this season's definitely gotten more work put into it. Not that the other seasons haven't got work put into it, but I'm just saying this one, I went to more lengths to do certain things. I'm talking to more people to create special things. So it's like one of those, it's one of those moments where it's like, yeah, I'm so glad that you guys enjoy it. So, but I think with that being said, I can move on to the headline. So the headline is going to be a somber one. I hate to break it to you. It's not going to be fun and happy. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe look on the bright side. Maybe it is. But at the time of us recording this, I want to point this out. At the time of us recording this, this is taking place. By the time you guys listen to it, it's been weeks since it's happened. But Matt Pat has officially stepped down as host of the channels. This happened on Friday, or no, sorry, yesterday, when he did his final Game Theory video, which was funny enough about Game Theory. And so he stepped down. It was a 20-minute collage of sort of like the moments that he's done. He talked about Game Theory for the first like I would say 10 minutes. Game Theory in terms of the actual scientific game theory, not the channel itself. But then he went over the channels, and then there's this epic like thing at the end. There's even endings to the video he did. Like you can get the main ending you get is the Lore Keeper ending, where Scott Cawthon himself, I'm not even joking, showed his face on camera specifically for that. Now Scott did sort of pictures, but he never really was on camera. He's never really shown his face. He's done good about doing that to protect himself and his family, obviously. But now that he's older, he doesn't know. He feels like he can do that already. But it was so cool to see that because it's like Scott Cawthon's kept to himself. You know, he's like, he's always done the thing. And to see, and Matt Pat and Scott have always had like a friendly rivalry, obviously, because like Scott inconveniences him with the games and Matt would inconvenience him with his theories. So it was one of those things that was like, it was a frenemy battle. That's kind of what I would call it. And so to see them like finally, meet each other, like that was super cool and awesome. But there's different endings. So if you have solved the mystery, you can put in secret URLs that will bring you to the videos, or in the video, he also links the video. So if you don't feel like doing any of the work, you can do that too. There's like a horror ending, which is terrifying. There's like a, yeah, the horror ending, they both, like, him and his wife die, so it's like, okay. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not going to spoil too much, but it's, like, it's a really cool video, and I recommend, if you've been watching Matt Pat, it's a tearjerker. I'm just going to say that. It's a very emotional video because he kind of goes over the people that have mattered over the years. He talks about how, you know, that it's sort of a new experience, new journey for what's going to happen. And the ending, like, they made the Game Theory song, they remixed into an instrumental, it's a really good thing, too, as well, so go check it out. But, yeah, he takes his final leave while going off a high note. That's his entire shtick, is he wanted to go off on a high note. I think he went on the best note possible. And YouTube themselves has commemorated his, I'm not going to call it retirement, because that's not what it is, but it's, like, his leaving, I would say, by making a special video specifically for him. And they sort of, YouTube secretly did this. They didn't tell Matt Pat this was going to happen. They didn't tell anybody, besides like the people that were collaborating on it. So he was in the dark the entire time, but essentially what they did is they made a video all about the legacy of Matt Pat. And whether you like his videos or not, whether you agree with the theories or not, he did make a legacy on YouTube. Whether you can deny it all you want, but it's true. He helped certain channels. He donated raise like I think it's over $6 million for St. Jude specifically. He did more charities than just St. Jude, but $6 million for St. Jude specifically. And the video is awesome, so I recommend you go watch it. The YouTube, it's the YouTube channel, like the actual YouTube channel. that has it over there. And by the way, I want to point out that the community, the YouTube community, the entirety of the YouTube community came together to support MatPat in this, because I'm going to list off people that were in this video that talked about MatPat and his journey or whatever. And it's a long list, so get ready. So it's Colin and Samir, Jacksepticeye, Creekcraft, Rosanna Penzino, Tommy Innit, Ludwig, Philip DeFranco, Marquez Brownlee, Moist Critical, Charlie, whatever you want to call him, Preston Plays, Markiplier, AJ from Random Encounters, Sophia Nygaard, Geoff Nygaard, I don't know who his name is, but Captain Sparkles, who came back specifically for MatPat, by the way. Captain Sparkles has since, he was already sort of retired, he came back specifically for MatPat. Red and Link from Good Mythical Morning, The Odd Ones Out, The Stipendium, John from FNAF, Tom from the Game Theory crew, Foot of Affair, Dr. Lupo, Brianna YTV, Game Grumps, Peanut Butter Gamer, Razbowski, Doco, his own wife Stephanie, and then even Mr. Beast. These are all people that were in the YouTube video that I just told you about, that sort of kind of described his legacy, that kind of said that we're going to miss you, like all this kind of great stuff. I recommend you go watch the video, and you can count that in your head, but that's about like 20 or so creators, from big creators to Mr. Beast to small ones like Peanut Butter Gamer. So like, just, that's very awesome to see like a community come together to celebrate us like one thing. Because like oftentimes there's a lot of division in the community just because it's people that disagree on things and all that stuff, which there still is. But it's awesome to see the entire community come together to celebrate this monumental moment. Really, it's like Game Theory's been around for 13 years and MatPat's been around for 13 years, so it's crazy to, you know, have him step down and kind of, he's not riding off in the sunset because he's still gonna be doing stuff, and that's why I hated when the media took this as, oh, he's retiring. I don't believe it. He's not retiring. He's going to do other stuff. He's talking about making a game. He's talking about, he sort of dropped small hints that he might be working out of films at some point. He's doing a fashion show at some point. So he's going to be doing all these different things. He's going to go on different podcasts, like the Ludwig podcast, the Jacksepticeye podcast. So like, he's going to be doing stuff, but he's just stepping down as his role from the channels. He's also going to be still doing GT Live, which is like a, it's like, I want to call it a side channel, but it's where he plays games and reacts to certain stuff. So he's still going to be doing that, which I'm very happy about. Because GT Live is one of my favorite channels. So he's still doing stuff. He's just stepping down from his main roles of game, film, food, and style theories. And he's passed them down to people I believe are going to be good at what they're going to do. I have full faith in Tom, who is like, he's the new Game Theory host. I have full faith in Tom because I actually know him a little bit. And then I don't watch Style Theory, but I like the person that's taking over that because I think she's going to do a good job. Food Theory, the guy seems really energetic and loves food. He's actually, I believe, a chef as well. So I think he's great. And I don't watch Film Theory, but I know sort of the guy who's running that now. So I have full confidence that this is going to be a sort of good move by MatPat. I think it's, you know, I think going off on high note is the best thing you can the best thing you can do. So, but because since this is a headline, would you guys like to talk about it? Like, talk on your moments, because I know you might not watch MatPat as much as I do or anything, but just curious about what your thoughts on stuff is.
For me, it's weird because I only found MatPat like a few years ago, and now he's, you know, not retiring, but, you know, stepping down, and it's just like, damn, I wish I had found you sooner, man.
Well, and also, I don't know what you mean by a few years, because when it was like 2016, right, showed you a video of it, so you knew him before that. But the videos that he made is still up. He's not, the channels, like he mentioned in his final thing, is that they're gonna be around for a long time. So, and even forever, because he said he doesn't plan on deleting the channel or anything, like Unus Otis did. But so you can still go watch them. It's not like he's, you know, it's not like that's gonna affect it really. It's just that there's gonna be a new wave of content coming up with new hosts. So,
yeah.
I'm somewhat excited to see what the new hosts can bring to the table, because I like seeing new stuff, obviously, and I mean, I've not like religiously watched MatPat. I watched a couple of his videos every now and then, so it's kind of cool to see new people taking the spotlight.
Yeah, I like too that first of all, he made his final theory a video game almost, because there's different endings. And I also like how... So, by the way, there is a thing that I want to preface that I forgot to mention, is that MatPat has created, I believe it's called wheresmatpat.com. That is the name of the thing. Yeah. If you go there and put in your email and like a message, I think, I don't know what message you'd say, but you just have to put messages. He is going to be updating that about his projects, about his thing. So if you want to know more about what he's personally doing, then you can go there. He's also apparently going to be sending out random personalized letters to people that sign up. So go do that. If you want to do that, because he's doing that, like he's doing a batch as like when it starts, and then he's going to procedurally do that throughout the career of whatever he's doing. So he's trying his best to stay in touch, which I think is fabulous, because he's not just riding off in the sunset and disappearing forever, right? So that's because a lot of people, like, obviously I was sad when I was watching the video, because he's like, you know, it's the end of an era almost, but eras start new ones. Like the end of an era can start a new one, and I think that's what's happening here. Where, like John just said, the new hosts are going to be exciting to see what's. Like I said, I have full faith in Tom. I love him as a person. I think he's going to do a great job. He knows the FNAF lore in and out. He might be going a little insane because of that, but it's fine. that reminds me, too, that one of the endings is called the Insanity Ending. And MatPat basically goes insane and tries to turn his wife into a robot. So like, there's a lot of you just need to go watch the Final Game Theory. And like, it, like I said, he links the endings if you don't want to do the work and like solve the secrets and stuff like that. So if you just want to watch them, then feel free. There's also like the real ending. Like he made it like a FNAF game. It's so clever. So yeah, just go watch it. I'm not gonna spoil anything else, but it was really fun to watch. And if you even if you don't religiously watch MatPat, there's still things in there that I think you'd like, so definitely go check it out. Because it's his last game theory. So if, he also made last food theory and last everything, but like those weren't as like MatPat's final game theory was like the actual final goodbye. Because the last food theory and stuff, like they were like, oh yeah, here's the new host or whatever, but like it wasn't like he wasn't like he did endings for those or anything. So.
Right.
And obviously that's the creator showcase. So the creator showcase is the channel, so go check them out, because what's going to happen now is there's going to be a new host, so give them a chance, give them time to, I want to say earn your trust, because you know, if you've watched MatPat for a while, you sort of know the people that are doing it. Like Tom has been on GT Lives for a long time. He's also been featured in videos before. Amy, who's the one doing Style Theory, she's been there for a long time. So you know, trust is a strong word there, but I think that just give them time to come up with some cool new things. I'm very excited to see Tom's first game theory. I'm wondering, it'd be kind of ironic and funny if he did FNAF. I think that's honestly what would be hilarious if he started with FNAF, because that's kind of, it's not where it all started or anything, but it'd be really funny. Because it's like, it's the whole joke of, oh, Matt's gone, but FNAF's still going, so, you know, it'd be really funny. Yeah, so that's why I'm kind of lumping the creator showcase into this, because it's essentially that's what it is.
Right.
So right. Yeah, that's a monumental moment. So go check it out. But with that being said, we're gonna move on to the topic for this week. It's not even more so a topic, because this is going to be the last game show I do before we hit the season one finale of this podcast. So. Ooh. We're going to be doing one final game show, because I mean there's sort of a slightly game show-esque element in the finale, but if you think about it, it's the one before we reach the finale, so it's the last one. That's what we're doing today, and we're going to see. Now Noah has like, he's known for winning game shows, but recently he's been on a dry streak, so this is anyone's game here. Because John, yeah. You've won the previous two or three, I want to say two, but it might be three.
I think it's two.
So, yeah, but John's been on a winning streak with game shows. No, he's been on his dry streak, so we'll see what happens here. But welcome to Detective Cinema. So the Detective Cinema game show is where contestants must try and guess the movie by only hearing its first line. Points will be distributed as follows. So you get 10 points for guessing the movie, 5 points for guessing the right genre, and then you get a pity point every time you answer the question. If you don't answer, then you don't get it. Yeah, so there's that. You get 5. So just to reiterate, 10 points for guessing the movie, which you're gonna have to do, and then 5 points if you get if you guess a movie in the same genre, then you get 5 points. And then, like I said, you get a pity point if you actually try and answer the question. Players will be playing against one another to be crowned the king of the cinema. There is no time limit for questions. It's just a good old fashioned brawl. There's no perks. There's no like other elements. It's just I'm gonna give you the first line of the movie. And you have to, it's going to be a buzz-in type thing. And then you're going to answer the question, and you get points for that. There's no other elements, it's just that. It's a good old-fashioned bro, like it says. So we've had different types of buzzers recently in the past. We've had eggplant for the Dirty Mind of Squid Show, because that made sense. We had egg for I think it was the Foodgevity one. But now, because it's the cinema, we're doing popcorn. Popcorn is your buzzer. So when you have the answer, say popcorn, and you will be chosen. Because remember, this is, I'm going to give you the line, and you're both going head-to-head. It's not like a switching on, switching off thing. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
So do either of you have any questions? Because this is a simpler one, but it's just a case.
Yeah,
I'm good to go.
All right, Noah, how specific do you have to be with the movie? Like, if it's a movie that has multiple different series, how specific do you have to be? Well, that would have been a darn good question to ask, and I wouldn't have known.
I couldn't think of any questions. You explained the game pretty well, and I thought, okay, I can give this a chance. I might do well.
And kids, this is why you always ask questions.
Ask questions.
The answer to that... John, you're just as guilty. But anyway, the answer to that is they're movie quotes. So yes, you have to be precisely a thing. So if I say, what's a movie series? Like there's Batman series, right? So if I say something from Batman, and it's a line, so it only applies to one. And you say a different one, then obviously you're gonna be wrong.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Okay. That is really the only thing I did. Okay, what?
So the line that you're going to be giving us, is it just one line from a movie, and how long is the line going to be?
All right, let me read you the beginning again. A game show where the contestants must try and guess the movie by only hearing its first line. Now, the length, so that answers the first part of the question, but the length depends on how long the line is. So if it's a line that's a decently long line, then obviously it's going to be longer. But there's some lines in here, like the first one you're going to be getting, which is just a simple one-liner. So,
okay.
Now, you can only say popcorn after I've read the line. You cannot say during it. You can only say it after. I guess I didn't really explain that either. So you can only say it after I've read the line. And you'll know when I'm done, because I'll ask, what movie is this? Or whatever. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right. This is line number one. Remember, your secret word is popcorn.
Popcorn, okay.
So, here's line one. Once upon a time. What movie is this?
You're a dick.
What?
Yeah, that could be multiple movies.
That could be any movie. Popcorn.
I mean,
okay.
Okay, John?
I'm going to go with the classic, The Amazing Shrek.
All right. Oh, by the way, you cannot pick the same thing. That's the entire point of saying popcorn to get it ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go with the original animated Snow White.
All right. You mean the not Snow White and the seven, like, normally sized people?
Oh, yeah.
All right, just making sure. But John was actually correct. The answer is Shrek. That's how Shrek starts. So once upon a time, the Shrek 1 to be precise, but that's what it is. So John, good job, man. You got it.
Nice. Okay. I was thinking, like, at first I was like, oh, that's a stupid question, because, like, that could mean anything. But then I'm like, actually, how many movies have I actually watched that start that way?
Because,
like, it's classic in storytelling, but not really in movies. So I maybe have been a little too harsh at first.
Now, Noah, what did you say? Answer?
Yeah, it was like the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't classify that as the same genre. Probably not. I mean, if I can look it up for you if you're really curious, but I guarantee it's not.
I'm not Shrek. Curious.
All right, well then I'm not doing it. So you get a pay point though, because you did answer the question. So there you go. All right, moving on to line number two. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, here's the line. All right, everyone, this is a stick-up. Don't anybody move. Now
popcorn.
Empty that safe.
Popcorn.
I wasn't done.
I
say, what is this movie, whatever, when I'm done. So,
yeah.
Noah, I'm just going to let you go, just because John technically went against the rules. So,
I was actually going to ask if you could repeat the line, because I didn't hear most of it because of fucking John.
Should have
known. All right, John, then fine. What is your answer?
It's Toy Story 1.
Okay.
You motherfucker. I fucking hate you.
I mean, you still could have. You, when we're talking over each other, you can still pick up stuff, so you still could have heard it. You just chose not to.
I'm gonna say Toy Story 2.
Okay. The answer was Toy Story 1, which means John got it correct as well. Now, I'm not going to count this as cheating, but Noah did technically say something in the right genre, because it's basically the same. So I'll give you points for that. But John gets 10 more points, so John's up to 20 points. So doing well. Moving on to line 3. Are you guys ready?
Never.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now remember, John, I say, what movie is this when I'm done?
I just got excited because I knew it.
I don't give a shit.
Just anyway,
line 3. Here we go. Are you guys from Washington? Do you get many other visitors out here?
That's lying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sorry. What movie is this?
No clue. Popcorn.
All right, John.
I'm going to throw out a wild guess because I have no clue. I'm going to say Die Hard. I don't remember how that movie starts. I've seen it once.
All right, Die Hard. That's fair.
I'm going to take a wild guess as well and say... Fuck. Wild Hogs.
I don't know what the hell that is, but sure.
Neither do I.
The answer was... I lost it. The answer was Captain America the First Avenger. Curious if anyone was going to get that because I didn't know who watched that, but I
have seen that recently, and I that makes sense.
I hate myself.
I don't know what genre of Die Hard is. It's like giving me three different ones, none of them which sort of align.
it would be a stretch to group them into the same genre. Like, if you count it as an action movie, and if you count Captain America as an action movie, but that's a bit of a stretch.
It is action. Here, what's Noah's? What the hell did Noah say?
I said Wild Hogs, which is more of a comedy than anything, so...
Okay, so that's not it. So, I'm not going to give it to Noah. If you both had gone to the genre, I would have given it to both of you, but because Noah didn't, so I'm not going to make that stretch. Okay, moving on to line 4. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's line 4. I believe in America. America has made my fortune. What movie is this?
Popcorn?
John?
Okay, I'm thinking, I'm not sure, but it sounds like it would be some kind of Western, so I'm going to say I can't think of the classic one, so I'm just going to go with A Million Ways to Die in the West.
A Million Ways to Die. Is that an actual movie title?
It is. It's got Seth MacFarlane in it. It is hilarious. It's a good movie.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Noah, what's your answer?
I had an answer, but John threw me off with his answer.
Why are you focused on what John's saying? Unless he stole your answer, which didn't sound like he did.
Because he said, like, the most wild fucking thing I would have never thought of. Very dumb. Okay, I've got no fucking idea.
All right, well, then you don't get any points. So, John, you said A Million Ways to Die in the West or whatever.
Yeah.
And that is incorrect. Okay. Well, it was funny, but it's not. The answer was The Godfather.
I haven't seen it.
And awesome. I wouldn't qualify a Western in The Godfather together, so.
That's fair.
And then none of the answer, so he doesn't get any points. Alright, are you guys ready for line 5?
No. I suppose.
Alright, sounds like we're all ready. So here we go. Line 5. 3 billion lives ended on August 29th, 1997. The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war Judgment Day. What movie is this?
Popcorn?
All right, Noah.
Saving Private Ryan?
Okay.
Okay, Popcorn.
All right, no, I was about to say Noah, John.
I'm gonna go. Let's just go with Top Gun. Like, it sounds like it would be in one of the more patriotic like period pieces. I don't know what Top Gun is. I've never watched it, but it sounds like it fit the line.
Okay. No, I don't know what you're surprised about because you lost completely, basically. So you're wrong. John, I wouldn't call that close. Not even really, but you either way, I think you got the genre a little bit. Actually, did you? What is Top Gun? Okay, the answer, by the way, Judgment Day is half of the answer, so I'm really surprised you guys didn't get this. It's Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That's the name of the movie.
Yeah, never seen
it. I've never seen any of the fucking Terminators.
You still know that that's Judgment Day is in the name, because you've heard of it, because it was a big thing back in the day.
Never heard of it.
Top Gun is, I think it's a war movie, isn't it?
Top Gun is a movie about fighter pilots and fighter jets.
Okay, so I'm going to count that because it's technology in a war, so I'm going to count that because, like, Terminator is all about technology in the war as well, so I'm going to give you that. Noah, just get better, man. I don't really know what to tell you.
Just don't be so bad at the game, I don't know.
I mean, hey, it's unlike Food Jeopardy, you at least have points, so there's that. You're that not at zero. So go ahead and insult him. I'll take away points. I love doing that. That's what I thought. Moving on to line 6. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All sure. Right. Line 6, here we go. Who am I? You sure you want to know? What is this movie?
Popcorn.
John?
That is Spider-Man, specifically the first one in the Sam Raimi trilogy.
All right.
I was going to say The Amazing Spider-Man, but okay.
You can still say that. That's not the same movie, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's a different movie.
Right. So why? Yeah. You can say it if you want. I don't care, but I'm just...
The Amazing Spider-Man, man.
All right, great. So you lost, Noah. but John, you were... you were correct. So there we go. Noah got the genre, but he didn't get the thing. So too late for that. Mm-hmm. But there we go. So John's up to 35 points, man. You're doing great. Yeah, you're doing pretty well. But there we go. So, moving on to line 7. This is interesting. So here's line 7. This is a story of how I died. What movie is this?
Popcorn.
John?
Megamind.
Interesting. No?
Yeah.
Need an answer?
Okay, let me think. Megamind 2. I don't fucking know.
There's no Megamind 2.
It is. It's just really, 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 really bad.
There is a Megamind 2.
They literally released it. I'm pretty sure it was a directly to streaming movie, and it was not good. I watched it.
Okay, but it's not called Megamind 2, though. So that would still be incorrect. It's Megamind the Button of Doom is the name of it. So even still, it's not technically a movie. So he'd have to say Button of Doom if he wants that one.
Megamind Button of Doom.
No, yeah,
you're wrong. John, you're also wrong, though. Dang. You did. That is incorrect. That is Tangled. When Rider or whatever says that at the very beginning. It says, this is a story of how I died.
You're right.
I didn't know if anyone was going to get that.
I was thinking Megamind because it starts off with him like, oh yes, I'm falling to my death.
right.
And then he recaps the story and then the movie starts. So I was like, oh.
Right.
But you're right.
All right, so we're going to move on to line 8. So here we go. Here's line 8. Now remember, you have to wait until I'm done with the thing. Because this is a bigger line because there's a lot of commas in it. So keep this in mind. You have to wait until I say, what movie is this? This one, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is going to be a race to see who says popcorn first. So let's just see. So here's line 8. You guys ready?
Sure.
Here's my day so far. Went to jail, lost the girl of my dreams, and got my butt kicked pretty good. Still, things could be a lot worse. Oh, that's right. I'm falling to my death. What
popcorn.
Movie is this?
Popcorn.
John, you technically... Okay, no. John technically said it before I was done. So, Noah, you have the floor.
Oh, Megamind.
Damn.
All right, John, what are you going to go with? Are you going to go with Button of Doom?
I'm going to say this is Bullshit the Movie.
Please tell me that's an actual movie.
I hope so.
Oh, that's one of the funniest things you've ever said on this podcast. It's Bullshit the Movie. It's my God. This is, I gotta check. Please tell me. Oh, it's close. There's a movie called Bullshit. So I guess actually technically you're right. Bullshit the Movie. Okay. That's the 2005 crazy movie directed by a name I'm not even going to try and pronounce. Bullshit the Movie. What, John? It's got to be a comedy. It has to be.
I hope so. I might even look it up and see if I can find it somewhere and watch it after this.
Yeah. Bullshit the Movie. Apparently.
It has a 7.6 rating, so it's not up there.
Oh, it's a
documentary. Okay, it's a documentary, so it is not. It is not Megamind, so it's not close.
It's not the same genre. Take it.
But no, I did. That's why, John, you were too quick on the trigger, man. You were too quick. This is Bullshit the Movie. When we make podcast merch, that has got to be. I don't know if we can say that though. That's my one problem. That is hilarious. This is Bullshit the Movie. Have you guys seen that the clip? It's like a short or TikTok or whatever. The guy being like, I want to take it to the movie, and then the guy's like, the guy's like, what is it? Oh yeah, and he just says fuck you, and then the guy's like, excuse me. He's like, fuck you. The sequel to the movie, or whatever. Or the sequel to the prequel of the movie, or whatever. Right. It's a really funny clip. Just look up I don't know what you'd look up to get that, but either way, just find it if you can, because it's hilarious.
I have seen that. It's quite funny.
Okay, moving on to line 9. So here we go. Here's line 9. I should have known you would be here. What movie is this?
I feel like I've seen it, because that sounds very familiar, but I don't know what it is.
That does sound familiar. What the hell is that?
The first one that's stumping him. Interesting.
Yeah. Because I feel like I've heard that line. Just what movie was it?
I was 99% sure at least one of you have watched this movie.
Yeah.
I feel like I have. Like, that line sounds familiar. I just can't put my tongue on what movie that is. Popcorn.
Yep.
Ghostbusters.
Interesting.
Okay, well, I have never seen Ghostbusters. I don't know if I want to bet on Noah being right.
You know.
I'm thinking of a spy movie. You really don't. Like, I haven't seen too many spy movies, so I don't know why that's where my brain's going. I'm going to say Popcorn and say Inspector Gadget. I'm fairly certain that's wrong, but I can't think of it.
Well, good thing you didn't go with Noah, because Noah's also wrong. The answer was Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Holy shit. Yeah.
So I was sort of sure that one of you had watched. I don't know who it would have been, but I like John's a big Harry Potter fan in general, but like I didn't know if you'd actually watched the movies or anything.
Yeah, I have seen the movie.
No, are you interrupting, John?
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that is how that starts. I was like, because that's not how the book starts, and I'm a bigger fan of books in general.
Well, the books and movies don't collide all the time.
Like that scene is in the book, and it's in the first chapter. So, like, that's what was throwing me off, I think, when I first heard that.
Yeah.
I
looked up Ghostbusters. It is not close to Harry Potter's genre. The only thing that's technically close is adventure, but that's like the last thing. The main one is horror/comedy. And, John, you said Inspector Gadget? That's definitely not going to be right.
It's probably not.
Inspector Gadget, no. No. Sci-fi refers more to... No, Harry Potter's mad.
Yeah, I would say Harry Potter's closer to fantasy than it is to sci-fi.
Yeah, it's fantasy, so that's comedy. Yeah. That's not right. Okay. Well, hey, just double check. All right, moving on to line 10. We're halfway through. Well, not really. I'm going to start speeding it up a little bit. Here's line 10. She isn't coming yet, Toto. Did she hurt you? She tried, didn't she? Come on. We'll go tell Uncle Henry and Auntie M. What movie is this?
Popcorn.
John?
Toto's Delivery Service. I believe that's the title.
All right. Do you have an answer, Noah? All right, you're bad at this. Anyway, so John, you're also wrong, though. I don't know what movie that is, but you're wrong. The answer is The Wizard of Oz.
Of course.
Toto is the pet, I think.
Oh, my
I
don't know what it is, God.
But it's the pet or something.
I don't know if I've ever seen Wizard of Oz, but like the movie I said, the main characters, it has Toto in the title. Like, I heard that, I'm like, oh, it must be it. I've never seen it. My sister's seen it. That's how I knew it.
Also, when I looked up the name Toto's Delivery Service, the first thing the first three things it gives me is alcohol. The vodka. Yep,
that's I probably got the name wrong, but it's something along those lines is what I'm saying.
Well, either way, it gave me the actual movie, and it's not close enough to Wizard of Oz. And then Noah didn't say anything, so he doesn't get anything. Moving on to line 11. What's your name again? Chrissy? Where are we going? Swimming. What movie is this?
Popcorn?
Noah?
Dolphin Tale?
Alright.
I guess I'm gonna go with Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Okay.
No, that's wrong.
Dang it.
Noah was at least water related, but it was wrong still. The answer was Jaws. The first one.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, so. Well, the some of these first lines do sort of kind of give you some, like, some whatever. Right. But, like, that one, like, the only inclination was swimming. Unless you remember Christmas, yeah. I guess, then maybe it would have helped, but.
Yeah, for me, I was just thinking that, like, I don't know this line. I saw Free Willy once, and there's a whale in it. There's swimming whales.
There's
water.
A whale in it. All right. Well, nobody got any points because Free Willy's not close, and then the dolphin, whatever Noah said, is not a horror, so that's not close either. Anyway, line 12. Here we go. Christ, what a pit, Phil. What? It's February 1st, Phil. You know what tomorrow is? Oh, no, not again. What movie is this?
What?
Popcorn.
John?
I'm going to throw out a wild guess here again and say Ted.
Interesting.
What'd you say, John?
Ted.
Ted.
Okay.
Unless you have the exact same answer, you shouldn't be concerned what John says.
I'm just trying to think what the hell starts with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've seen this.
I don't know.
I've seen it once, but I...
Like, have these movie lines I've either forgot because they're the first fucking line, or I haven't seen the fucking movie in years.
To be fair, this does sort of outline a little bit of what this movie is. So this is one of those ones that kind of gives you an inclination if you look deeply into it.
Can I ask you to read the line again?
Sure. Christ, what a pit. Phil? What? It's February 1st, Phil. You know what tomorrow is? Oh no, not again.
I know this is wrong, so I'm just going to take a wild guess and say The Money Pit.
Okay. You're correct. That is wrong. John, you're also incorrect, though. The answer was Groundhog Day. That's the reason I said that the starts. Thing I was going to tell you was, you know what tomorrow is? Oh, no, not again, because Groundhog Day is all about resetting the same day over and over again.
When you repeated the line, I thought that, but I was like, he doesn't get into the time loop for a bit, so I wasn't thinking that right away. So.
Oh, that's a... Because the first technical line is Christ, what a pit. And I was like, they're never going to get that if I just give them that. So I gave you a couple. It's still technically the first lines of the thing, but Anyway, moving. You guys aren't close, by the way. I checked. Line 13. Again, this might be a race. Here's line 13. Slave in the magic mirror, come from the farthest space. Through wind and darkness I summon thee. Speak, let me see thy face. What movie is this?
Popcorn.
Noah?
I'm going to say Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs again.
All right.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but yeah, I obviously can't steal it, so I'm just going to say Maleficent.
Maleficent, all right. Noah got it right. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is correct. The original, mind you. So there you go. But so actually, Noah, you're kind of close here because John's at 35. Noah, you're at 31. So all the difference here is if you get the genre. Which John did you get? The Maleficent's more like a. What is her movie? Maleficent. I watched it like 20 million years ago. I'm assuming you're talking about just the first one, so I'm just gonna look at the first one. Fantasy / family? All right.
I wouldn't say it's a family. Sure. We'll go with that.
You know what? Snow and the Seven Dwarfs is... Oh, it is fantasy. I'll give it to you. Okay, John did get it. So there's that. So John, you're at 40 now, buddy.
Nice.
All right. So Snow White is fantasy / musical, which makes sense. And then the other one's fantasy / family. I don't know what family even means, but sure.
It's, you know, there's a family in it for like a little bit.
There's a family in it. Okay. Moving on, though. Okay, line 14. Peter, your mama wants to speak with you. Come on, Pete. Take those cool things off. What movie is this?
What the fuck's Peter?
Main character of the movie, I suppose.
Figure it out, Noah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you that answer.
Okay.
Really? This one? Okay, I'm going to read it again. Yeah. Peter, your mama wants to speak with you. Come on, Pete. Take those cool things off.
Popcorn.
Noah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, now that you said that, that does sound like it. To get in the same genre, I'm going to say Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Is it, though? Because the sequels can be different. I'm going to check this, because Noah is correct. It is Guardians of the Galaxy. When I read that, I'm like, so if this is going to be a race. Yeah. I didn't know if it's going to be a mega race.
But... Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the exact same. Yep. Okay, so John does get points, but it's not it's a close race here. So John 45, Noah 41. Ooh, it's getting spicy in here. Take your clothes out. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, this one's a race. I know both of you have seen this. It's a fan. I'm not gonna say too much, but it's a race. All right, and it's also a short line. So here we go, line 15. So remember, don't pull the trigger too fast, buddy. Otherwise, it goes to. I mean, this applies to both of you. But if you pull the trigger too fast, while I'm saying what movie is this, then it's gonna directly go to the other person as long as they say popcorn. So here we go, line 15. Yo ho, a pirate's life for me. What movie is this?
Popcorn.
Pirates.
John got it.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, because of Black Pearl, I should say, because to distinguish it from the others.
Wait a fucking minute.
Black Pearl?
Curse of the Black Pearl, yeah, because there's like multiple names and they all have subtitles, so.
Wait a fucking minute. That can't be. No.
No, do you have an answer? You're just going to keep destroying yourself over.
No.
It's a different movie. I'm going to say, isn't there a movie called Popeye?
There is, yes.
I'm going to say Popeye.
Well, you're wrong anyway. So John is correct. It is the Black Pearl. I didn't need the Black Pearl part, but I guess it was cool. You were correct. I had to actually check to make sure that was the right one, because if that was like the second one or something, I wouldn't have given it to you. But, so yes, that is correct. I knew both of you had seen it. I'm like, that's what this is gonna be a big race.
A weird variation you took there, Noah, because I thought you were just gonna say a different Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
John, I am currently so pissed at you that the next time I see you, I'm tempted to scalp you.
That's probably illegal.
And kind of a threat. Okay, Popeye the movie is a musical, so I'm not giving that to you. All right, moving on to line 16. Clear the ramp, 30 seconds. God be with you. What movie is this? Noah?
Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Yes, it's a solid guess.
That's it.
I'm gonna say, I don't know, Turbo.
Turbo? Well, John, you're correct. I hate to break it to you, buddy, but you're very wrong. No, I'm sad because you literally said this movie before, and it was wrong at the time, but it would have been correct now because it was Saving Private Ryan was the movie. You had said that before and a different thing. It was wrong at the time, like I said, but it would have been correct now. You said, what was your actual answer? Because I forgot it. It wasn't Saving Private Ryan. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe is similar.
I really thought of Ghost Rider because it's got ramps.
I mean, John's Turbo has ramps too, but also John was way incorrect, so that doesn't really apply.
I was like, it sounds like a racing movie. Turbo is a racing movie, sort of, but it's got a
It says God be with you, though. That's not like a, oh, we're going to have a fun race here. No, it's like, I'm about to die.
You know, it was a wild guess, you know.
All right, moving on. We got to speed things up a little bit. Line 17. 13 meters. You should see it. Okay, take her up and over the bow rail. What movie is this?
Awkward.
Noah?
13 meters down?
That would fit the words that was in that line. Never heard of that movie.
I can't tell if that's bad or not.
I
don't even heard of 13 meters down?
I have not.
I can't believe it.
Live under a rock, apparently. I'm just, right. You know what? I'm just gonna throw one out there because I don't even know what that movie is. I'm gonna say The Shining.
Interesting. Noah, you are. I'm gonna give it to you because they're similar movies, but it's technically wrong. Because the movie is Titanic. Well, they are similar movies, so you do get the points for getting similar movies.
Okay.
It's fair.
So there we go. John, you're completely incorrect, and you're not even close. So you don't get points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to look at the Titanic as a horror movie,
I mean it's a horror in and of itself.
It becomes a horror movie for the people in it.
Really?
For the people on board. Okay, moving on though. Line 18. We only have three. We have a couple left here.
Okay.
I never given much thought to how I would die, but dying in the place of someone I love seems like a good way to go. What movie is this?
That sounds familiar. I've probably seen it, but I don't know.
Actually, I don't know if you have seen it. I mean, I don't know what movies you watch, so I don't know.
I don't even know if I've seen this. It doesn't even sound familiar, to be honest.
It does sound like a movie I would immediately be interested in after hearing that line when it started, so... Yeah, it's a good hook.
Yeah.
Interesting.
True.
Yeah, this one I knew. The other ones I was like, oh, it's stumping him. I don't believe it. But this one I thought would stump you.
Popcorn.
John?
I'm going to go with Sword in the Stone. I mean, I don't know what's bringing my mind to that one, but it is. So let's go with it.
All right, okay. Sword in the Stone.
I'm going to go with Gladiator.
Gladiator, okay. Also, The Sword in the Stone is such an old movie. Holy crap.
Yeah, it really is.
In 1960. Good, holy crap. Okay, well, sorry, no. What was your answer again? The sword, Gladiator, you said?
Yeah, Gladiator. I know it's wrong, but fuck it.
Well, I'm just checking to see if you're close. How the hell is that close? Okay. Sure. The answer was Twilight, the Twilight movie. But apparently Noah's, so Gladiator's second thing, which I've been looking at too, it counts. So They're both like adventures. Apparently, I mean, I haven't watched the Twilight Saga, so I don't know. But according to what is this IMDb or whatever the frick the movie thing is, they're telling me that it's close. So this, speaking of close, this is the close thing right here. All right, this one I feel like, I don't know for sure, but I feel like you both have seen this one. It was a very big movie when it came out. It still kind of is. But here we go. This is line number 20. My name is Guy, and I live in paradise. What movie is this?
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Well, I saw Noah's thing go up, but I didn't hear popcorn. So, John.
I said, no, oh, fuck.
Free Guy.
Mm.
Fuck you, bald-headed fucking...
I said it first, so I don't know what you hear from you.
I will take away all your points if you keep swearing. I will I will send you so far in the negatives you can never come back out of them.
Right.
You're lucky it's close right now.
Well, I know this is wrong. I'm gonna say Deadpool.
It have Ryan Reynolds in it.
I mean, but is it a comedy though? It is a comedy. Okay, so see, if you stop swearing so much, you might be getting close here. All right. So John got it. It was Free Guy, yes. So that puts John 10 points. But you could, picked a movie that was similar, so he gets 5 points for that. So there we go. Awesome. Okay. Moving on. We only got a couple left here. This one, I'm not too sure. It's a longer line, but here we go. Line 21. Gabby, it's New Year's Eve. Enough reading. But Mom, I'm almost done. The teen party? I've laid out your best clothes. Come get ready. What movie is this?
That is a good question.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm going to be entirely honest. I don't know if I've seen this.
I have no clue, so I'm going to do my classic throw out a random movie strat and say popcorn. And say The Little House on the Prairie.
All right, sure.
That is not the theme of the movie that I thought it was going to tell me, but sure.
I don't even know what movies have to do with New Year's.
Well, I mean...
That was a good point. I kind of completely forgot that was part of the line.
I would focus more on the teen party. I've laid out your best clothes. Come get ready.
You know.
A tea party.
Teen, as in teenager.
Oh, you said teen? He said tea.
No. Teen as in teenager. But I'm going to give you 10 seconds. We got to speed this up.
I've got no fucking clue.
All right, great. You could have at least tried. So, John, the answer you gave is wrong. Also, your category is wrong because the answer is High School Musical.
As soon as you reread the line, I was like, all right, man, that's a terrible guess. I think it's High School Musical now.
Yep. So too bad you locked in your answer.
It wasn't even the New Year's thing that gave it away. It was Gabby. I'm like, oh, that's one of the main characters from High School Musical. Why didn't I guess
that? Yeah, that would have helped if you knew her, yeah.
Yeah, I have seen the movie a couple times because it's my sister.
And Western's not close to a musical, so I'm not giving you that. But moving on to line 22. This one's going to be interesting. He's definitely got the inside track where it is if they're having some problems with injuries. What movie is this?
Popcorn.
Now this one I will reread if you need me to. But John, are you locking it in, John?
I'm thinking Doctor Strange.
Okay.
What the hell makes you think Doctor Strange from that?
Don't worry about what he's picking. Just pick your own.
Can you please reread that?
Yes, I can reread it. Okay. He's definitely got the inside track where it is. They're having some problems with injuries.
I'm going to say Rush. I know this is wrong, but sure.
Rush. Rush the movie?
Yeah. Just look up the movies and search Rush. You'll find it.
Oh. I thought... do I count that? I mean, they're technically similar. John's unfortunately is too far off, so I'm not gonna stretch it. Noah's mm-hmm. second one specifically says Action, which is correct, because I Am Legend is the movie, which Action is the first one. So yeah. Noah does get points for that, because it is, they both are action movies. So there you go. Doctor Strange, it lists as fantasy. So I'm not, I don't know if I can't stretch it.
Yeah, that's fair. I was thinking like it might have been medical, because I was thinking, because that's how the movie starts, is Doctor Strange is a surgeon. So it's like, I was thinking it was about, like, talking about a doctor, I thought the line might have been, but I wasn't sure.
Right. Yeah, the line is confusing as frick, because it's the Iron Legend starts with a static, like, news broadcast that cuts in and out, so the words they're saying doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, this is amazing.
When you said the line, I just thought, racing movies, it's got to be one.
No. Okay, so moving on to line 22. This one I think might also be a race. I'm not totally sure. It's also one of the shortest lines. Line 22, here we go. On your left, what movie is this?
Popcorn.
John?
Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
All right.
If that's right, I swear. Okay. Captain America, The First Avenger.
We already had that, so, I mean, you're close, but it's wrong. And John is correct, because it was The Winter Soldier. If you had said Captain America, The Winter Soldier, or just Winter Soldier, I would have given it to you. So there we go. But moving on, we have three left, actually. Three left. Line 23. Everybody, heads up. Keep it clear. Stand back. Bring it forward. Come on, slow it down. What movie is this?
It's a lot of directions happening in that movie.
Yeah. That sounds like how to do the cha-cha slide.
I didn't know. It's not.
I know, I'm just saying. What the hell could that be?
Probably a movie of some kind.
I would assume, yeah. It might even have characters in it.
I gotta put you on the time limit though, because we're coming up, on time here.
Alright, popcorn.
Noah.
Leap.
Okay, I'm just gonna go with Wild Speed.
Speed? Okay. Yep. I don't think Noah's close, but I can check.
I don't think I am either, but...
The second one might be. Okay, it's not. Okay, I just want to make sure. And John, you said Speed?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not even going to check. I know Speed's wrong. I'm not even going to check. The answer is Jurassic Park, the first one.
I haven't seen it. I'm trying to read the book first.
Yeah, no, so it's just the first one, but it's that's the movie. Moving on to line 24. This one's one of the bigger ones. This one... Oh, I know what's going to happen with this one, maybe. Line 24, here we go. Yeah, you weren't supposed to relieve me. I know, but I felt like taking your shift. You like him, don't you? You like watching him. Don't be ridiculous. We're going to kill him. Do you understand that?
Oh, wow.
What movie is this?
That took a dark turn.
You like him, don't you? No, we're going to... Don't be ridiculous. We're going to kill him. Do you understand that? What is this movie?
If I didn't know this was for the game show, I would say you're sounding like you're gonna plot to kill someone.
No, it sounds like John's like his brother is talking to him in one of his dreams again.
Yeah. Okay.
Man. I'm thinking. There's a type of movie I have in mind, but I don't know if I know any movies that fit what's in my brain.
Okay, I'm going to say popcorn.
All right, Noah?
This is just a wild card, and I know it's wrong, but Batman Begins.
Interesting.
That is a guess.
That's what you've been doing with your wild cards, bud.
That's fair. You know, sometimes my wild cards are completely off, and sometimes they're somewhat close. Never right. Let's go I'm thinking it's some sort of assassin movie, and I can't think of any other than Assassin's Creed. I know they made a movie about it. Let's go with that.
Oh, very good one.
Yeah, all right. I've not heard good things about it.
Creed, it's going to give me a game, so I have to type the movie. Assassin's Creed, the movie. Interesting. Okay, you're both wrong. The answer is The Matrix, and I knew John would be at a disadvantage because for some dumb reason he hasn't seen it yet.
It's almost like a pride thing at this point. Like, I refuse it.
Yeah, this is prideful. But you both get points because they're both movies you both reference are action movies, which The Matrix is. So, all right, no, in order to win, you are close, but in order to win, you do need to get this one right. So keep that in mind. This one is probably the best line of them all. So line 25, you guys ready?
Yep.
Sure.
Shit. What movie is this?
Wait, what? That's the line? Just shit.
That is, shit is the first movie of this, the first line of this movie. Yes, that is correct.
Popcorn.
John.
This might be wrong. I've forgotten the first line of this movie, but I'm going to say Deadpool.
Interesting.
It's not Deadpool.
Oh, no, Noah's calling your bluff. He's saying it's not Deadpool. Okay, interesting.
I'm pretty sure it's not Deadpool.
I don't know if you've seen this movie, though. I don't know what movies you've seen of this genre.
Well, the opening line is shit. I don't have much to go off of.
That's fair.
I really don't have much.
I would at least answer so that maybe if John doesn't get this, you could get it. That's the thing, though.
The movie just starts with shit.
I have to figure it out.
Oh,
it's a movie about poop.
The poop, or no, poop, poop the movie.
Poop the movie.
I'm gonna give you 10 seconds here.
Deadpool 2.
Okay. Let me just. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Deadpool is like correct in the sense of the it is. Yeah, in terms of the genre. But unfortunately, you're both incorrect in terms of the movie. The answer was Avengers Age of Ultron, where the first line in the movie is Tony Stark gets shot at, and he says shit.
So that I thought, the first movie. I could have sworn there was dialogue before that point. That's crazy.
No, it's a fight. They're in the middle of a fight when the movie starts. They're battling the people in the snowy biome or whatever. And then he gets shot at and says shit. And then the second line is Captain America saying language, but that's the second line, so I didn't give it to you. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, votes are in, and you both got points because they're both they were both close movies because you both Deadpool is in action too, so that you get points that way.
Okay.
Well, the points are in, and Noah, you ended with 75 points. Good amount of points because you got 10. You got a decent amount of movies. There's some movies you didn't even try on, so I don't know what that was about. But, and then John, you had 85 points, making you the winner of today's game show. So you're still on this winning streak, man. If it was two before, it's three now. So, John has won the last game show of season one of the podcast. So there you go. You got a winner speech, man?
Yeah, sure. When you gave us this topic. This game show, and I was like, man, like, movies are, I watched a lot of movies, and, like, I guess that's how I won, because I watched a lot of movies, but I don't often remember off the top of my head the first line of the movies, so obviously there was some movies in there that I had seen that I couldn't remember the first line and just guessed something random, but yeah, it was fun, I liked it, and I did better than I thought it would.
All right, well, there you go. Good winner speech. And Noah, you got a loser speech for losing?
This was fun. I did a lot better than I thought I would.
Still lost, though.
I'm trying to be an accepting loser, John, and not just get this over with. I'm done.
All right. Well, I was gonna say, if you just wanted to yell at him there, I would have given you the opportunity because the points are already over. But it's too late now because we're doing the outro. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we had a conversation, made you laugh along the way. There's a lot of laughs in this one because we, you know, there's shit and there's all the other stuff. Poop the movie. Then there's John's line. I forgot what it was at this point, but I need to go back and edit it. So I'll remember then. But oh yeah, this is bullshit the movie. Yeah, that was hilarious. So yeah. So hope there's a lot of laughs this episode, but you can find me over on Twitch and YouTube. I've already mentioned YouTube before, but it's Flabs and Gaming. Daily uploads, except for Sunday, because we don't upload anything on Sunday. We do long-form content as well as shorts, so if you're somewhat only into shorts, then feel free to shorts there too. I stream over on Twitch from Monday to Friday. Sometimes Friday doesn't work out, but usually Monday to Friday if I can. We stream precisely like only horror games over there. So if you're like into horror games, or if you're in my YouTube channel and you don't like that you don't get Faz as often, then Twitch is your key over there, because we do Faz pretty much every Monday. I do Faz Mondays over there. And then sometimes we do it multiple times throughout the week. So go check it out. And then you can find John at Twitch as well, at Jeebins Feebins. He streams a variety of different games. Unlike me, who does strictly horror games, he does variety, such games like Batman games, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy, Mass Effect, all that good stuff, so go check him out. He also has a YouTube channel. I don't know if he's uploading, but he might be when you hear this, so it's Jeebins Feebins as well. And then Noah, I'll show you have your Instagram, Noah Dog, whatever.
Yeah, let me find that real quick.
Well, while he's doing that, we have
Noah Dog. It is Noah Dog 5434, and you can find the Provokers Instagram at the Provokers Official.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Provokers one because I know that one, but I don't know your personal one. So yeah, but there you go. You can check the. So you're gonna get notified. So actually, basically, if you follow the Instagram account that Noah just said, the Provokers Official, he's gonna update you guys on whenever an episode goes live. So typically on Fridays, but sometimes they're a little bit late. But he'll notify you when they go out. So go check over there. We also might do some promotional stuff, like maybe if whenever we do merch, which we might do, that's still on the fence. If we ever do that, then you'll probably get like some sneak previews or some like cool and like stuff about it. So yeah, it's a good idea to go follow that. Yeah, so there's that. Don't forget about the Patreon. We have Patreon. You can check that out in over on Patreon, obviously. But there's also two different ways you can get to Patreon, because you have the normal tiers, which everyone has. You have the normal, like, there's, I think it's like six or so different tiers. You have a $1 tier if you just want to do just some basic supporting, and also you get some behind-the-scenes action. And it goes all the way up to $100 one. If you want to be on the podcast itself and create a topic or whatever, then that's for, like, true diehard fans. So, yeah. And then there's also the extended cut episodes, where you can buy, they're like, it's called extended cut, but they're basically like mini episodes that we couldn't shove into an hour long episode. We do sort of like really fun games like Two Truths and a Lie. There's a game we did called Towers. There's some games over there, and then there's some just casual talk. I think we talked about, we played Kiss, Marry, Kill. So that's, I guess it's kind of a game, but like there's other stuff like that too. And each episode is labeled with what the game or what the episode's about, and there's a mini description about sort of what's going on in there. So go check those out. We have about, I don't know, I haven't checked them recently, but we have about like 15 of them now, I think. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. Go check it out. The first five are $3, so that way you can kind of like dip your feet in it, see if you like it or not. And then if you want to keep pursuing it, then the rest are $5, which are not, you know, not too much of a difference, but I wanted to make them $3 so you could test to see if you like it or not. With that being said, I think it's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for watching or listening. I keep saying watching. I mean, you could be watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, then it's technically speaking you're watching. But thank you so much for listening, mostly, and we'll see you guys next time.
John's bald.